This is the closing market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Closing markets are brought to you by Bex. Since 1937, Bex has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace, this time right after the Christmas holiday. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets?
Well, there's very little news. It's holiday chop. Volumes are very low. Not much volatility either. There's no ethanol sales. They come out tomorrow. There's no exports. There were no flash sales. But nonetheless, the market is pointing north, green across the board. And so you go back to the fundamentals we had starting this holiday week. Basically, the rallies have been capped by a big South American crop and weak Chinese demand. And the breaks have been supported by strong exports. And it still is in place. But I think finally that the market is starting to bake in this the big South American crop. It's not going to get infinitely big. It could be, it may not be as big as they say if it's a little dry in Argentina. I think it's getting dialed in. At the same time, the exports keep coming. Cumulative exports inspections, for instance, and wheat, corn, and beans are 20-30% higher than a year ago.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
March corn up 5 1/4 at 453 3/4. January soybeans up 12 3/4 at 988 even. January soybean meal up 12.80 at 305.70. Soybean oil down 37 cents at 39.47. On the Merck, February live cattle up 272 at 190.10. January feeders up 345 at 259.30. February lean hogs down 17 cents at 84.20. Pork cutout went unchanged at 92.47. Those are your closing market prices here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith reporting.